And this sensitive bone here.
That's your shin. I ought to know that better than anybody in 3-4. Look at mine.
You say, think there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like maybe a child's walking along the top of a fence, and you'd been expecting him to fall off and hurt himself, and you'd been telling people he was going to. And someone comes running in the house and tells you he's falling off. You say, well, I just, what? That was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen. I told you so.
Okay. And you say, he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he was going to hit him.
He made like he was going to hit him. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay.
Or pretended he was going to hit him. Either way.
And say someone had been sick for a while. You say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peeking.
Okay, how does that sound to you?
It sounds very familiar.
Huh?
It sounds very familiar, but it's not very nice way of expressing it.
What?
It means pale, is really what it is, and weak is what the word really means.
What would you say about someone who's in good shape? You say he's big and...
healthy.
He's not weak, he's...
strong.
What would you say about someone like a man that was kind of built big? He wasn't really overweight. I mean, he was still strong and everything, but he's...
got a good physique? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, would you ever say he's stout or husky or...
yeah, you could say that.
What would you say?
You might say he was stout. Well, if he's stout, he wouldn't have a... if he's too stout, he wouldn't be have a good physique.
Does stout mean getting fat?
Generally, you think about it in that way.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No. Uh-uh.
What would you say about someone who's always smiling?
Butter that's turning bad is stale or rancid.
You wouldn't say stout?
No.
What would you say about someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper? Anybody could get along with him. You'd say that he's...
where is he?
Huh?
Where is he? I'd like to see him.
Well, something...
what I'd say is good-natured, I guess.
Anything else you could say?
He was pleasant.
Uh-huh. You haven't met too many people like that, huh?
Not men. Women either, for that matter.
What would you say about someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs and...
he's gangly, you might say. He's gangly.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things? He's...
awkward.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
I don't know. I don't know what you'd say about him.
Do you ever call him a fool?
No, I'd hesitate to call anybody a fool because that's...
because the Bible?
Because the Bible says don't call anybody. You might say he was foolish.
Uh-huh. What would you say about someone who had a lot of money, but really hung on to his money and wouldn't spend any of it?
He's a miser.
What else could you call him?
Skinflint.
Okay. When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
The ordinary.
Mm-hmm. You call him just
an ordinary person.
Is that insulting to be called common?
It's according to the way you say it and the way you mean it.
How
you might use it in two ways.